listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Folks, there's absolutely no off-season for volunteering. We're asking the best fans in the NFL to make a difference by volunteering 10 hours in their local communities. Take the Cleveland Browns First and 10 pledge today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com and learn more. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci with you here, and we're going to go around the NFL for a couple news and note items before we get to our OTA awards at 2 o'clock Eastern time. We'll start with Colin Kaepernick. I think arguably the biggest story in the league, signing a six-year extension, will earn up to $126 million with $61 million guaranteed. Kaepernick has hit the big time, and I guess that's what happens in your first two seasons really as a starter if you go to the Super Bowl and the NFC Championship back-to-back. And this is a guy who has the potential to develop into one of the great quarterbacks of the in the league if he can continue to refine his pocket game, as Steve Young noticed. But in today's NFL, this is what you have to do when you have a franchise quarterback. You have to lock him up, but you need to be sure he is a franchise quarterback, and I think the Niners are pretty sure about Kaepernick.
Oh, absolutely. This is a statement-making deal of the highest order, because what it says, now you think about contracts and what they're supposed to reflect with young players, these kinds of deals, and especially at the quarterback position, what you expect this guy to do. And obviously, the upside, the future is so bright for Colin Kaepernick. He is just scratching the surface, I think, as a quarterback in the NFL, primarily a guy who has done a lot on his feet, but it's that ability to run, to avoid the hits that you see an RG3 get. They're different runners when people try to make the comparison, and I would dare say he's different even than Cam Newton. He runs with an exceptional purpose to also look to throw, and he has that arm and I think that accuracy to make plays happen on the move. But he does make so much happen on the move, and he is a difference maker because of that. He will become even better, and this is the part that the Niners are paying for now. He will become even better, and you heard this comment from Steve Young, made this from on ESPN, the NFL Live program a couple of nights ago. He said, hey, look, I'd want to see this guy take that next step. And he's speaking, of course, from personal experience, the Hall of Famer, who was such a runner, but then became a more complete quarterback as a thrower. And he said, I would literally like him to sort of tie his ankles, tie his feet up in practice, and just work from the pocket that way, and know that he can't go to his feet. He can rely more on his arm. He says that will take him to another level.
Yeah, and that's exactly, and that's what I think the 49ers are counting on. That's what they're investing in Colin Kaepernick. And really, a lot of people are kind of, you know, oh, he doesn't deserve those numbers. I disagree, first of all. I also think, you know, the fact that the Niners are a draft and develop team who are consistently good in the draft, I think that helps. And the fact that the salary cap is expected to go up. Some of the people who sign these extensions now, these deals might not look so lucrative in a few years.
Yeah, you know, you're right. This money that's being spent now is being done in correlation with where things are with the salary cap, which will be going up over the next 2 years. Okay, that's one thing you can look at. I don't know that it's going to be enormous growth, but it's certainly going to be growth at the cap level. So that's your first place you start as a general manager. How do we have room to do this without compromising the rest of our roster? And the Niners have by the structure of this deal, have the ability to do that. There's actually parts of what is reported as a $60 or $61 million guaranteed money that I think about $6 million of that, depending on what happens with performance, could actually come off the table. So
right.
The team is protecting itself too. No. I know that says $6 million less from 61. What you know is Colin going to feel that? No, he shouldn't. But it's still significant to note that. The other part is the CBA and the collective bargaining agreement that was signed in 2011 has also provided the wherewithal really for every team, Nathan, to do this kind of business with the premier player. When you've got that player, you pay that money, you tie him up, and you make that happen. You want to see this happen for the Cleveland Browns at some point. The best day for this football team will be the day that this story breaks, that you find that the quarterback they have, and again, by their hope and by the way it's structured here, it's Johnny Manziel, that you reach a point for contract number two in 4 years from now is the one that is the home run contract for him and for the franchise, because he's done it well enough. And this team just hasn't ever gotten to that point in memory.
No, it hasn't gotten to that point in memory, and hopefully we get a quarterback worthy of getting to that point. It would be great. And what's interesting about this Kaepernick deal, too, is that the way that it's structured, it provides flexibility for the 49ers, and Kaepernick did it on purpose to allow them to sign guys like Michael Crabtree to keep this team together. He also, to really earn the full amount, needs to be named first team or second team All-Pro or bring the 49ers to the Super Bowl each year. So there are a lot of things in here that are structured so that if Colin Kaepernick is the guy that he thinks he's going to be in the Niners do, that he's going to get all this money. If he's not, the team will get some of it back, which is good. And he has a whopping $2 million per year in in-game roster bonuses, which means basically each game's worth $125,000. If he misses due to injury, he would lose that money. So an interesting structure, one that gives the team flexibility, one that also rewards Kaepernick, obviously, for what he's done. It's kind of one of those win-wins, and it's obviously no surprise. It's a very smart organization in San Francisco that is setting things up to continue to be as good as they have been for a long, long time.
Yeah, and that's, you're looking at, this is why these teams are where they are, the 49ers, the Seahawks, when they're in position to reward players at the quarterback position. I mean, that makes a huge statement as to what they're doing, and the smart play by the quarterback, and especially, I want to give a big shout out, I know who his representatives are, especially Scott Smith, who is one of his agents. They're XAM Sports based in Wisconsin, and he is their premier client. And they, from everything I've heard about the negotiations from the agent end, just did exactly what you said. They wanted to look at this not strictly as piling up all the money they could for Colin and by extension on their commission them, but also help make that team sustainable and stronger, because what's the point? Do a big deal and then have the team erode because you've paid your quarterback all this money. That's not a good way to, that's the worst way to go.
Absolutely. All right, we will be back to kick off our second hour here of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, with the first annual ever OTA Awards, talking about the offensive side of the ball when we return here. Who has stood out to me and to Vic on offense? Top three players, nice surprises or standouts, five surprises or standouts, and one offensive sleeper to keep your eye on in training camp. That comes up when we return on ESPN 850 WKNR.